Okay, let's get into Demai Daf Chaf Tes. Demai Chaf Tes, and we are on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the second to bottom line. And again, today's Shiurim are sponsored. This Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are discussing the Shita we had yesterday. We had a story of Kesarin and Bar Kapara, and the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Gamliel received esrogim from Rabbi Yossi Berebi, and he was told that they were from Kesar and Kesaria, and he said, I learned three things. It must be that they are Vadei Tevel, it must be that it's Tameh, because they used to sprinkle their esrogim before they sent it, and it must be that he doesn't have any other esrogim, because he would have taken Meiser from a piece of that esrog. So the whole story. But the Gemara assumed that Kesarin, and therefore there was Vadei Tevel. So the Gemara says now, where we are on the second to last line, but didn't we learn something a few weeks ago? That items from Kesaria are from the area that was conquered by Ole Mitzrayim and not by Ole Bavel, and therefore it should not have Kedusha. So ask the Gemara, Reb Zeira Bai Kumi Reb Yossi, Balomi Pera Shein Mutarin Be Kesarini. Right, isn't this, shouldn't it be Mutar? Right, we had earlier on Daftez Zayin, that these are, right, who says that they should be Usar at all? Why should it be Vadei Tevel? Amarle, he answers, "Velo Rebbe Hiter Kesarin, v'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Koldim leRebbe Haya." Who was the one that was Matir? Rebbe was Matir in Kesaria. Reb Shimon Gamliel was before him, and therefore, at the time, before they did the research, before Rebbe did the research, it came up with the fact that this was an area that did not have kedusha. So then, you know, before that, it was Usar. Also, they didn't know, and then afterwards, then it became mutter once he paskin that way. If you look, says the Marafolda, Nim says also pamsha shalach lo akati lo hitira Rebbe. At the time that he had said this rogim, Rebbe still hadn't muttered it. So this is the Gemara's maskana. You see, again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Before him, and now Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds Shahaya Aviv Shel Rebbe. That's not in the Gemara. Not only was he before him, he was his father. He was his father. So Rav Shimon Gamliel was at the was. During his time, so then it was Usar. But his son came along and did the research and monitored it, and therefore things changed after that. So it's interesting. This is a father and a son. This is all the base medrash of the Nasi. So the family of the Nasi. So first of all, this was thank God for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Remember, he asked for the three things from Vespasian in Maseches Gittin. He asked to tain li Yavne v'chachameha, save Yavne, let the Sanhedrin go to Yavne, and get medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. That was the third one. But the second request was, save the Shushilta to Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Save his line. So Malchus based David. So this family of Rebbe of Shul Gamliel, right, this was his line. They have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to thank for their existence, since do the request that to Vespasian. You're allowed to argue on your father. Right? So is this an argument on his father? He didn't really argue, but he did. Right? His father said it's Asur, but he said it was Mutter. But it was really based on new realities that were discovered, but he discovered it. He did the research, and he recognized that this area was from Ole Bavel and not from Ole Mitzrayim and not from Ole Bavel, so it wasn't reconquered, so it did not have that kedusha. But again, even when one does argue on the father, right? I'm sure that Rebbe, you know, was very mechabed, and when he came up with it, he's like, I know my father, you know, did this, but I did the research. Because you can't argue straight on your father and say you're wrong. That's not even if he is wrong. But that's the Shulchan Aruch has many different halachas about this in Siman Reish Mem and Yoredeya, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Kibud Avim, and the Shulchan Aruch says Sarech Lizaher Ma'od, right? Not so often, every couple of areas, but not so often does the Shulchan Aruch say Sarech Lizaher Ma'od, right? By Shalosh Udos. Sarach li zahar ma'od. Once in a long while, the Shulchan Aruch will say ma'od, ma'od. a double ma'od. I think the sma on Choshe Mishpat around Simin Ches or Simin Tes connects, mentions all of the four or five places where the Shulchan Aruch says ma'od, ma'od. By Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, he says ma'od, ma'od. In Choshe Mishpat, they were talking about not taking shochad. Right, you're not allowed to take shochad. Be very, very careful for a dayan not to take shochad, not to take a bribe. By Kirval Arayos, he also says ma'od, ma'od in Eved Ezer. Be very careful about Kirval Arayos. And then there's another one I don't remember, but that's the Kirval Arayos and maybe Ribbis. I don't remember the last one, but Shochad and Refua B'Shabbos and like that's the mode. But here he just has one mode. Sorach Lizar Ma'od B'Kavod Aviv V'Imo B'Ubimora'am. Be very careful about honoring and Mora. There are two mitzvahs, Kavod and Mora. And then what is Mora? Lo Yamod Bimkomo, Hamayucha Lo Lamod Sham. I'm not allowed to stand in the place of my father or my mother has a specific place to stand. I can't stand there. Lo Yeshim Bakam Yucha Lo, not to sit in his seat. Not sitting in my father's seat is Mora, not Kavod. Lo Soser Es Dvarav. Not to contradict his words. Lo Soser Es Dvarav. Says the Shach, Bein Shecholek Alav, Bein Sheomer Lahacholek Alav, Nirin Dvarecha, Hare Kisoser Es Dvarav. Whether I say you're wrong, or I say to the person who argues with my father, I think you're right. V'nirin Desoser Dvarav Aser, Af Shalo Bafanav. V'chein Mashve Bedrisha, V'chein Kasev Behadir Beprisha, L'kaman Semen Reish Ben Beis. So, arguing. So the question that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the other Mepharshim may ask is, we find it all the time throughout Shas. Right, we find all that shas that children that are arguing on their father. The Piskei Tshuva, I am Sefer Aspas Yosef Kiddushin. Shekasev Tehaben Imaav Yecholim Lahakshos Ulatarits Ulahasik Maskanas Halacha. Ve'ein Mishum Soser Esvarav. You can ask kashas and come to halachic conclusions together based on halachic discussions. So again, what does this mean? The Shulchan Aruch continues, like in the post. How are you supposed to reach us? And what are you supposed to do? Right, every other page, it's about Soser Zvarav. What our Gemara? So I have to say, it's done in a honorable way. Isn't it? I think maybe. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch later on. Also, who says, even if I see my father doing something wrong, Ra'a aviv shavit avar al divrei Torah, lo yomar lo avart al divrei Torah. I'm not allowed to tell my father, you sinned. Elo yomar lo abba, kasev batorah, kach v'kach. Doesn't it say in the Torah this? Doesn't it say, ki ilu hu show el mimenu, v'lo kimaz hiro? As if you're asking a question. Right? Didn't, I think we learned together that this might be an issue. That's all. Just like bringing up the issue. V'hu yavin me'atzmo, v'lo yizbayesh. Right, even if there's a mistake done, right, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful about when it comes to a parent, when it comes to a Rebbe, and the like. So that is related to our Gemara here, Mistama, that it was done in a very appropriate way. And that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel at the time. It was Aser, but then his son Rebbe came along and matured it. Okay, says the Mishnah. Machadala, next Mishnah here in Perek Ma'achilin. Perek Ma'achilin. Remember, Ma'achilin has to do with involving other people. The first Mishnah we had about giving demai to in ani, giving in demai to in oreach. Now we had other related issues as well in terms of. The end of that Mishnah about Staka, giving out to Ma'itut Staka, and the like. So now we get, and the last Mishnah we had, is what happens if you find fruit. If you find fruit, and then you pick it up, you know, do you have a chiyuv to take off Shubas and Maestras? What about the store case, when you, were deciding to buy it? So now what about this case? You gave, wheat, hamola chitav, litchon emakusi. There is a grinder in town. It's a grinder and I need my wheat to be ground up into flour. So I'm going to give my wheat to a grinder. And my wheat is perfect. I already took off Shumas and Maestras. It's Mesukan. But I give it to a grinder who happens to be a Kusi, who has of of questionable ne'emanus, as we've said before. Kusim were that nation that came, that was put by Ashur into Eretz Yisrael after they exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, and they were called Geirei Arayus because they weren't properly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then lions came. Did they accept? Did they not accept? So, Hamolachitav Litchonim Akusi, if I give wheat to the Kusi grinder, O Litchon im Am Haaretz, or to the Am Haaretz grinder, right? So my Choshesh, and then I get my flour, right? Or I get my wheat, whatever, some of the wheat, my Choshesh, that he switched my wheat for other wheat, right? Why would he do that? I gave him the wheat to grind. So do I have to be Choshesh that there was any type of switch? Says the Mishnah, Becheskasan L'maisos L'Shvias. You don't have to. You don't have to assume anything was changed, but cheskasan, it is in their chazaka lamaisris, for chumas and maisris, ulishvias, and if it was shmitah, for shvias, you don't have to assume this is svichin, that they switched. That's in terms of kusi or am haaretz, right? You could trust them. You could trust them. Let's just finish the line. Litchon hanachri demai. But if you give it to a non-Jew does not have any ne'emanus, and therefore demai, we have to be choshesh that maybe it was switched with some other customer's produce, or maybe his own, and you hold like the sheet of ain kinyan lagoy lafkia midei maisris, right? Either way, you have to assume it is demai. Seems from the pashas of this Mishnah, you put it together, an Am Haaretz and a Kusi. In this case, you could assume that everything's good and nothing was switched. But otherwise, maybe in the world of Trubas and Maestras or Shemitah, that they're Chashud. But it's only here because I gave this to them, so we don't assume that they flipped it, that they switched it. But there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Is an Am Haaretz Chashud on Shvius? Our home is Sechta. Is about an Am Haaretz is Chashud on Trumas Meiser. Meaning Truma Gedola, they take off. Rov Ameiris Maaser Hain, Rov Ameiris even take off Truma's Meiser. But because of the Mi, it doesn't, so that's why we have a Masechta called Mai, because we're Choshesh. What about Shemitah? What about Shemitah? So this Mishnah sounds like, right, but Cheskas L'Maaser L'Shvias, because you don't have to assume that they switched. But what about other than that? So that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam, and look in the Rashba, look at the Rishonim, in Chulin on Davav. Start with the Rashba. The Rashba in Chulin Davav. The Rashba says, right, again, the discussion there, you're talking about Hanosin L'Shechinaso Isa Lefos L'Kedera L'Vashel in a Choshesh L'Sar V'Tavlin Shaba. Again, do assume that she put her own spices in. Lo Mishum Meiser V'Lo Mishum Shvias. Right, the Gemara there talks about Shvias and Meiser. So the Rashba says, Mashba Mikan Da'am Ha'aretz Choshed Af Ala Shvias. Sounds like similar to that, to our Mishnah. It sounds like the Nama Aretz generally would be Chashan and Shvias. The Chain Mashba Bihad Itznan of the Sechas Demai. And also, it sounds that way from the Mishnah Demai, the Rashba Nu Demai. Right? The Rashba, the Mishnah Demai in the third parak. Hamolachitim Litchonakusi, Velitochin of Aretz, Bechaskaz, Lamaisel Shvias. Right? That he says, if you look in, also, but Tosfos to Maseches Demai, Nami Shaninu. Hamafkin Piri Tetzalama Aretz, the second half, we'll get to this, the second half of the Mishnah. Right, the also quotes Chulu. He quotes the Mishnah, which we'll get to. Anyways, he's Vakasha on. So the Elu Mehani Masdisa and the Ma'isin Lekaman Mashal Ba'aretz Eina Chashud Al Shvius. But I'm going to quote you a couple of other Mishnayos that sound like that an Amaretz is not Chashud on Shvius. Right, people they're scared of Shvius. It's Kach. It's like it's Kodesh. Maybe it's kind of like Kachim, like we had before. Emas Kachim Aleham. The Tana Nosin Lechamoso talks about if you give it to your mother-in-law, Maser Eshenosin Lav Eshenota Bimena. Chutani Nami Nosin Lempuntekis Mashma Dala Maisris Levadim Chashud Demalola Shvius. Sounds like it's only Maisris. The Imkain Ki Iser Mayaviha Ikel Mechash Bishim Shvius. So what do you do? So then he quotes maybe the Rashbam quotes a middle opinion. The kashu karov l'shvius kugon shnia v'shlishis choshishin. Shem and Sarami hand paper shvius. Maybe if it's one of the years soon after Shemitah, then you have to be choshesh. The second or third year. The kashu rachov mishvius kugon revius v'chamishis ain choshishin. Shem and Sarami other paper shvius adata. Right. So bavadei shachashud al shvius ain. They are choshed the first couple of years after Shemitah, but they're not choshed afterwards. So. Sounds like they are. Maybe there's a middle sheet. It depends when. Rabbeinu Tamzal. This is all in the Rashba here. Chulun Davav. Rabbeinu Tamzal Pirish. She'ein Stam Ameyaretz Chashud Lashvias. They're not Chashud. Dechamir Lahu. It is Chamir in their eyes. V'cholhani Damashba Dachashin Lahu Lashvias Dafka Ba'am Ha'aretz Chashud Lakach. You have to reread our Mishnah. right? When it says you could give it to a kusi yutama aris b'chazkas and lemaisris, lemaisris is going on both of them. Lishvius is only going on kusi, right? It's not going on am haaris. It's a little difficult reading, but that's what he says. What you have to do. And he quotes the Ramban, right? He quotes this Rabbi the Ramban. Model different Rabbi no time. The Stam Amiras inim chashunet al lishvius, right? Different days in the Rashba. If you look in the Meiri also. The Meiri also assumes that they're not chashud, like Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in a few places. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita, Perachas Halacha Yud, says the Rambam, Kishem she'asur la'asav schar b'peir shviyas o lishmo o'son kein asur likach o'son me'am ha'aretz. He says you can't do business or buy from an Amah Aretz. Shmita, produce. Lefisha ain mostrin deve shvias la Amah Aretz. V'yafilu kol shehu, shema lo yochol osam b'kdusha shvias. So he is not, an Amah Aretz, according to the Rambam, is not ne'eman in the world of Shmita, right, just like Maisos. So that's an important machlokas rishonim, and you got to work out all of the sources are relating to that. Again, Am Haaretz is chashid for certain maestros. Halacha, is he choshish for shmita? That's a machlokas rishonim. Is he choshish for kachim? No, we had that before. Yeah, we'll get to Shabbos, right? Shabbos also, he has a special type of ne'amanus, as we will see, Bezos Hashem. Okay, so we continue. So regarding an Am Haaretz and a kusi, you can assume in this case, though, even if they're chashid, even if they're chashud generally, but here you gave them stuff to work with, so therefore you don't assume that they switched it for any reason, right? One might relate this to the aveira also. Ein adam choti v'lo lo. A person doesn't do an aveira unless he gets something out of it. So here, what would be the purpose? To switch just to mess you up? We don't assume people are going to mess you up without getting any hanah. So therefore, we assume it's the same grain. But a nachri has no ne'amanus, and therefore, by a nachri, we have to assume it is demai. Next case. Hamafkid peirosa v'etzel akusi v'etzel amaretz. What if you don't give it to a grinder, but you just give it to a kusi or an amaretz to watch, to guard? So what's the added chiddush of this line? You don't have the chazaka of being a professional. Uman lo mara umnase. So that's comes up elsewhere, Maseches Chulin, that sometimes people who are involved in their occupation, they have a certain level of ne'amanus because they don't want to ruin their reputation. So here, the added chiddush of this line of the Mishnah is that even if you don't have that, the first case was a case of a tochen, a grinder. So that's what he's believed. So the Mishnah says, even if he's not, b'cheskas l'maisus l'shvias, even if he's not, we assume that it's in Chazaka, Maestros and Shvias, Veitzala Nachri Kepei Rosav. And regarding if you gave it to a guy, it's Kepei Rosav. The Gemara will try to, what's the difference? Why in the first case, when you give it to a grinder guy, then it's Demai. If you give it to a Stam guy, it's Kepei Rosav, and it's Vadai. And it's Vadai Tevel, in that case, assuming, right, that the Ein Kinyan Lagai, Laf Kiyamidei Maestros, in that case, Rabbi Shimon Omer Demai. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even that case is Demai, right? The Ras Zirlio point out that it's not Dafka Demai because you have to be Mafresh Shuma Gadola, right? If it's talking about a guy, right? It's not Demai that you. So it means that do you have to give the Kohen it the Truma for free, or can you ask for a payment for the Truma? Right? That's the what the Maharas Sirlio notes here. So it's not Dafka Demai. Reb Shimon Lo Sirlio Vade Chalfinu, Ela Savik Chalfinu. He talks about it on the bottom. Okay. So says the idea of Oman Lamara Amnase comes up, as you know, in many different contexts, comes up in Hilchas Kashrus. That's where it comes up often. Oman Lamara Amnase, but not only that, right? The famous Ramosha's Tshuva about Chalav Yisrael. Right, Moshe's Chal of Yisrael of the halacha is that in order for something to be Chal of Yisrael, that a Jew has to be able to see the non-Jew milk the cow, or at least if he would stand up, he would be able to see the non-Jew milk the cow. So because he knows if he would stand up, that creates mirsas, that creates that the non-Jew wouldn't want to switch the milk, and therefore it's trustworthy even if the Jew does not see the actual milking, as long as he could see the milking if he wanted to. So Moshe Feinstein says, because in modernly developed countries with dairy rules, strict dairy rules, any of the dairy companies would be scared to mix in any other type of milk, because if they're caught, they would lose their license and not be able to sell any dairy products, and uman lo maro umnase, they don't want to lose their reputation, and therefore one could consider it Chalav Yisrael, even if the Jew is not standing outside the dairy farms. Again, a part of that's Ramosha. There's a couple of tshuvas about that's Ramosha's tshuva me'ikar adin for Chalav Yisrael. It's not that people don't drink Chalav Yisrael, it's that it has a halach of Chalav Yisrael. Chalav Yisrael is a din. It's not like pas akum. Bishal akum is a din. Chalav akum is a din. Right? Afia, pas akum is a chumra. Is a chumra, right? That's the only one. Is a chumra that Bali Tosfos talk about, that it was never nispashi b'chol Yisrael, and maybe it was too hard because bread is the basis and the staple of society. But that's a din. So part of that was uman lo maro nasei, because they wouldn't want to lose their reputation and lose their job. But again, that's not the only area in Hilchos Kashrus. Hilchos Yichud, the poskim have tshuvas about. I think Ramosha also has a case of a taxi taking to a woman to a mikvah because the husband can't go, and so you say by a taxi also amon lomaru umnase, and therefore there wouldn't be less yichud issues. Obviously, medical professionals. So there's a lot of discussion regarding that. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, b'chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, nischalfa kupaso eisel atachun. What happens if you gave the wheat in a certain kli, and then when you got it back, you got a different kli back. Nischalfa kupaso. So now what? Right, now what? We're going back on the Jew, right? Not on the guy anymore, right? Chaim Kanievsky. B'tochein Yisrael, d'lochashe l'chlufei ayri. So now the question is, if you got back it in a different kli, though. So now, what do you think? So im hochzak am ha'aretz lios tochein sham ba'oso ayom. If another customer who was there, you know there was another customer that day that was also an am ha'aretz, choshesh, then you have to be choshesh that maybe something happened and maybe it's demai. And then even though the mafarshim explained here, even though it's a miut that this might be, but still, Kal kavua kemechsal mechsa dami. The Mefarshim explained that when something is stationary, so then it becomes, you have to treat it as 50-50, not a miut, not a minority, and therefore you have to be worried, you have to be choshesh. V'im lav in a choshesh. But if you don't know that there was an Amaretz in the store today, right, you don't know if it was a Amaretz in the store, then you don't have to be worried. You could be somech that it came from other customers that are chaverim. You don't know there were any Amaretz customers. Maybe it was you and all your friends that came today. So if you know for sure that there was an Am Ha'aretz that came today, so you have to be choshesh, because maybe you got that tefuah back. But if not, you don't have to be choshesh. Says the Gemara v'yachush. What do you mean? Why? Why are you choshesh? Even if you don't know. Ma bina ula sirki. What's the difference between this and sirki? We had sirki once in this besechta. What are sirki? Arab merchants, a caravan that's going by. Lo kein tani, didn't we learn earlier, back in the second parak, sirki, shayisim istabekas yomechem and aser. If you know one day the sirki people are non-kosher food, then that's it. That one day makes it kavua, and it's 50-50, and you have to be machmir. Nasa osua yomochir l'kol hayamim. So if here, you know once in a while that this grinder gets Am Haaretz customers, so it's just because you don't know there were any Am Haaretz customers there today, why don't you have to be choshish for it? So Gemara says, Sirki, ef shalo shalol histapek. By the Sirki, is it possible that he never got from non-kosher food? He got from non-kosher food. So it's what we call in halacha, ikva isura. Right, there's an established problem. If there's an established problem, so then you have to be worried about it. And if there's an established problem, you have to treat that as 50-50, and therefore it's a problem. It's chazek isura, as it's called. But bramhacha, lahuch sagam aris, lios tochin, shambo so ayom. But here, who says, right? We assume that this grinder's turnover is every day. He doesn't keep stuff from day to day. Maybe it wouldn't be good. So if today you don't know of any amaret, so it's not ischazik isura. There's no ischazik isura, and therefore, it is mutter. If you look in the language of the Rosh Sirlio, he says on the bottom, where is he? The Rosh Sirlio on the bottom. I'm sorry, in the Marafolda. Marafolda, Marafolda says in the on the previous Amud Aleph Umishani Sirki after this topic Bitmiya Tavadi Mistapekas Bisu Yomechad. You know by the Sirki it's for sure. This is Cheskas Isur here, so to speak. It's Chazik Isura Imkain Ein Bisirki Elasavik Echad Shar Hayamim Atu Oso Hayom Vaaser. Because yesterday he had not kosher. Today he had kosher. So it's one suffik. Aval Kan Shein Vaday Isur Elasavik. But here. There's no vada yisur. It's a suffik. You have no idea. V'kiva de lahokos like ba'oso ayom haveli od sveika. Maybe he never got. Maybe he never had amei aris kam. And even if he did have amei aris kam, maybe it's not your stuff. And therefore he says you can treat that as what's called a svek sveika. Haveli svek sveika umutter. Right. The way I called it was that there was no ischazik yisura. The Marafolda's lashon is there was no svek. There was no svek sveika. So that. We mentioned a couple of days ago something similar to this, but one of the acronym in the back point out maybe saying svek sveka here lakula is not the best svara. It's rather just say there's no cheskes isser. Why? There was. We mentioned this a couple of days ago from a Radvaz, but I'll mention it today from a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Meiser Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. Right, this case Hamolachitim Latochin Amaretz. Somebody gives their wheat to a Amaretz grinder. As we saw, he's not chashud to switch the pikadon. So there's a ravid. The ravid says, he's talking about one of the cases. Says the Kesef Mishnah, because of a Ravid. Let's quote the Ravid that's important, that's relevant for us now. Right, when it comes to a goy, you have to be machmir. Taimel omar, tavi suffix sheme hechlifon bechitim shalama aret sheme lo hechlifon. Vim tome hechlifon bechitim shalama aret sheme oso ham aret iser v'taram peirosav. Why could you be makel in the case of Am Haaretz, Beches Kasan, because maybe he didn't get it from an Am Haaretz, and even if he did, maybe you got the good stuff. And maybe this Am Haaretz was Ma'aser. Va'ani Omer, says the Kesef Mishnah, to Me'acher, to Kaimalon, to Rov Am Haaretz, Ma'aser in Hain. One second. We're talking about Svek Sveka Lekula, but the whole Demai is a Miut. The whole Takana of Demai. Since we say Rov Am Haaretz, Ma'aser in Hain, and the whole thing is a Chumra, and still Chazal Asered. Right. The regular rules of Suffolk and Svek Sveka don't apply to Demai, says the Kesef Mishnah. You know the regular rules of Suffolk Lachumra and Svek Sveka Lakula. The whole Demai is a Suffolk. And still Chazal were Machmir. Right? It's all a Suffolk to Rabbanon. And all Chazal, and still were Machmir. And just like we'd be Machmir by the original Suffolk Demai, which is only a Mian, we'd be Machmir by Svek Sveka. Meaning we had a couple of days ago, the Lashon of Kahai Gavna Lotiknu. Kahai Gavna, on Machmir Afilu Ala Suffolk. Because this was Nitkan Ala Suffolk, so then we would say that you'd be Machmir even by Svek Sveka. So I mentioned, I didn't find it the other day, but now I found it this time. The similar idea in the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chametz. Hilchas Chametz in Beis Yud. In Beis Yud, the Magen Mishnah talks about those cases of the first parak in Psachim, you have 10 piles of Chametz, and then there's an Achbar that went in from here to there, and you find 9 pieces, you're not sure where it is, all the different rules. And the Magen Mishnah there explains that in certain cases, you have to be bodek, even if the rules of Safik tell you to go Lakula. Because of a Ra'azal, this is the Magen Mishnah in Beis Yud and Hilchas Chametz. Shahatam, Diavagav, the Sveika Durabanan, he, Kivan, Shebedikas Chametz, Tchilasa al Hasafik, Hechmiru, Besveika, Yoser, Mishar, Sveika, Sheldevrehem, Vechain Iker, even though usually Safik Durabanan Lakula, but by certain cases where the whole idea is based on Safek and still there's the din, so we would be machmer. So you have that by Bedikas Chametz, right? You did bittel. So this whole thing is Durabanan. No, we're still machmer. Still machmer because the whole idea, you're right, you did bittel. The whole thing is Safek. You don't know if there's Chametz there. And you still have a chiev to do Bedika. So because the whole thing was Nitkan ala Safek, so we're machmer by Safek. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says here. Nilchaz Maestris, Perak Yud Alf, Alach Yud Gimel. Because Demai was Nitkan ala Safek, so you might have different rules of Suffolk and Svek Sveka, so don't tell me Svek Sveka. That's why maybe you'd say here without Svek Sveka, it's just that there's no even Ischazik Yisura. right? There's no basis. There's no basis for the Isser. There's no Isser existed there. So therefore, you'd be Mekum. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hamavke beres beizal kusi v'chulu. Reb Taifa samuka b'shem Reb Yevo. Kusin ne'manem ala pikadon. Reb Yevo says that kusim are believed regarding pikdonos that you give them. If you give them something to watch. V'lo masdisihi eitzal kusi. Right? Isn't it a Mishnah? Our Mishnah. If you give it to the kusi, right? Eitzal kusi is a quote, dot, dot, dot. They're believed. So, no, masdisa ad shalonech shadu. The Mishnah is at a time when, before Chazal were gozer, that kusim are considered goyim gemurim. When they found the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Chulin, that they found a Dibus Yonah, that they were worshipping. So at a time when there was a discussion about ne'amanim or not ne'amanim, the Mishnah says that they are still ne'aman. Also, meimar afilim ishenech shadu. Right, and the Ritaifa Samuka, B'shem Rabbi Yevo, is telling you, even after they were nigzar against, even there they'd be believed for pikdonos, if you give them something to watch. Next. What if the Amaret, we said in the Mishnah, and Amaret is believed to say this is your stuff. What if the Amaret says, this is not your stuff, but I took out Shubhas and Maestros from it. Right? It's not yours. It looks the same, but it's not yours. But I took out Shubhas. So usually he's not believed to say I took out Shubhas and Maestros. But here, he would have been believed if he kept his mouth shut. Right? What's that called? Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hitir. Right? He didn't have to say anything and he would be believed. He created the problem, but he solved the problem. So do we say that? Im atma mino shenatal hamino shenasan. So if you believe him that he switched it, so believe him that he put the good stuff and that he gave you good stuff and that was musar. Im ein atma mino shenasan. And if you're not going to believe him, alte mino shenatal. Meaning don't have any chilukim. Meaning if you're going to believe him all the way. And if you're not going to believe him, don't believe him all the way. So that's the question. Kusi, but the Gemara says when it comes to a kusi, atma mino shenatal vein atma mino shenasan. The kusi you do have palgino ne'emanus. Right, you would believe him that he switched it, and therefore you can't trust it. But you're not going to believe him that he was maser. You don't believe that a kusi is maser. Remember, we had earlier that they interpret lifnei iver literally, and therefore giving it to you, you know, they're not going to have any problems. So the Gemara asks, well, why should there be a difference between a kusi and an amaretz? Reb Yonah boy, man and kayamin im ba'omer mishalihein. If the amaretz tells you, well, it's my stuff, so then for sure he shouldn't be believed. I feel Amaretz lo yei ne'eman, because we don't, if he's in Amaretz, we don't assume that he knows all the halachas. V'im ba'omer ploni yisraeli, and if it's about, it's not his own stuff, but they say that, no, so-and-so chaver was mafresh for me, I feel kusi yei ne'eman. Then the kusi should also be believed, based on Pesha Asar. So why should there be a difference between an Amaretz and the kusi? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abiba, tipater kamanda Amar kusi kagoy. Really, it's a case where he says ploni yisraeli. Really, so-and-so is master for me, so therefore the Amaretz is Ne'aman. The Amaretz is Ne'aman. But it's going, according to the opinion, that a kusi has the status of a goy. So therefore, a goy would not be believed in this case to say ploni Ne'aman. This palgun, kusi ka goy divrei rebi, or shimming amliel omer, kusi ki Yisrael l'chol davar. But a goy wouldn't be believed in this case. Period. Pesha Asar, as we know, is a big topic. It's one of the two places in Shas Bavli where the Gemara says, lamali kras svarahu. Right? Why is that? Why do you need a pasuk? It's a svara. Ksubas chavbeis in the Bavli pesha asar pesha hitir. Right? A woman comes to town and says, "Hi, I'm divorced. Who wants to go out with me?" Well, I never knew she was married. Right? She could have just come and said, "I'm single." But she says, "I was married and I'm divorced." Okay, pesha asar pesha hitir. Therefore, she's believed to be single. And the other svara is b'bakama menvav hamotzi mechaver olav araya. And that is also, if you want to be motzi money from me, then you have to bring a proof. Is there anything connecting to those two? Is that those two gemaras show that svara is on the level of daraisa? So maybe we'll start with that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. A discussion of svara and different types of svaras. Okay, we will stop here with Demai Chavtes. Be'ez Hashem, next time we get into the 30th daf of Meseches Demai.